KLYT. This is ABQ Connect.
A Heritage Foundation update today. Genevieve Wood joins us. Genevieve, thank you so much for your time, almost weekly. We sure appreciate the updates.
Thank you for the opportunity to talk with you and all your listeners.
Last week, we talked a little bit about the abortion pill and the tragedy that we've seen happen. Just a couple of examples of the women in Georgia that were affected because essentially, you know, the FDA deregulation of this pill, and women that are ordering the pill or getting the pill and taking it without medical assistance. It's a tragedy that they're ending the lives of their babies in the first place, and then we're seeing women lose their lives over this, and incorrectly. Some, saying that changing laws to restrict abortion are killing women, when it's really quite the opposite. Now, in addition to that, now a story at the Daily Signal, which dailysignal.com, is exposing the abortion pill drug cartel. That's the title of the article by S.A. McCarthy on the Daily Signal. When I saw this, Genevieve, I have to tell you, this whole women's reproductive rights, Planned Parenthood facade that they care about women, when the truth is it's a money-making machine, and not only abortion's part of that, but apparently the abortion pill every bit as much.
That's right. I mean, Steve, I think you've laid it out well, but this is, it's a tragedy first and foremost, but secondly, it is becoming a money-making scheme. As we've talked about before in the show, the abortion pill, known by a few different names, was approved by the FDA. And unfortunately, the FDA under the Biden administration has loosened regulations, saying that you don't have to go to a doctor anymore to actually get those. They can just prescribe them for you over the phone, and you can take them. You don't have to do a follow-up doctor's visit. So that's bad in and of itself. But now you have an industry growing up, because there's some states that say abortion is illegal in our state if there's not the exception of the life of the mother, for example. And that means you can't take abortion pills either. And so what's happening is you're seeing these black markets set up, where you have groups organizing the ability to produce abortion pills, like in Mexico, for example, outside the FDA scope. And people you have groups in this country who are saying, we can help you get those pills. It's the black market. And they get them from places like Mexico, ship them into the country, and then give them to women. And there's a lot of issues, as I'm sure many of your listeners can imagine, with that, not the least of which being, nobody knows what's in these pills. There's no regulation whatsoever of them. And if you take them and something happens to you, no U.S. doctor has prescribed them. You're not under anybody's medical care. And what they do is they encourage women, if you have any trouble after taking them, go to an emergency room. Don't tell them you took a pill. None of that will show up in your blood work. Just tell them you're having a miscarriage. So they're telling people to lie to any medical providers that might really need that information to truly help them in the best way possible. So the idea that these folks just care about women, yet they're willing to put women in a place that could be really dangerous to their health, shows to me that they may be more concerned about making money than even the right to abortion.
Yeah, and the other thing, and quite honestly, I read part of the article, kind of cursory, glanced over it. However, one of the things I saw too, in addition to what you already said about telling lies to the doctor, is erasing any evidence that the transaction took place.
That's right. They're showing people how to use what they call unhackable email. So, use either messaging apps that have encryption, untraceable, whether it's Google or different things, finding websites that are untraceable, and basically saying so that you can cover up a crime, because that's exactly what it is. If you're committing an abortion in a state, that has banned abortion or banned it at a certain level, then you're committing a crime. But nobody's saying we're trying to go out and prosecute women. That is not the goal here. But what I think these cartels, if you will, want is they don't want it traced back to them that they've sold you these drugs, that they're the ones bringing them into the country. So that's why they want to erase all this information on someone's phone and make it unclear how people got this, not because they want to protect them. The cartels are trying to protect themselves. And when I say the cartels, these are quote unquote volunteer organizations within the U.S. I'm not saying it's Planned Parenthood. I'm not saying it's certain other groups out there, but there are groups out there. And I think many of us can imagine who some of these folks might be that are trying to be involved in this kind of activity.
Yeah. So it's really just another reason to consider, you know, the people that are making our laws, the people that are representing us. November 5th isn't far off. But even so, even, you know, in spite of an election, this is stuff that I would anticipate, you know, we're going to see continue regardless of who's sitting in the highest office in the United States after the election. This is still an issue. So, you know, how does it get dealt with?
Well, it does matter who you put in an office. The Food and Drug Administration, their decision was blessed by, this was done in this year, 2023, and they made it illegal for abortion pills to be administered via mail versus having to go in person to get them at a pharmacy or your doctor's office. And so it matters who's in office. That's not about saying, well, we're going to overturn all abortion laws, but there's some very, I mean, if you polled the vast majority of Americans, the vast majority do not believe that you ought to be able to send these kind of things through the mail, that abortion ought to be legal up to, you know, the ninth month of pregnancy. I mean, there are certain restrictions that people are absolutely for. But yet there's a lot of politicians who don't want restrictions on anything at any level of abortion. So be very diligent in finding out as you go into the polls, not just at the presidential level, certainly there, but at your state level, at your local level. Know where candidates stand on these issues, because they make decisions that have real impact on unborn life and women.
Yeah. And I'll want to comment on that and how to, in New Mexico, be equipped to be ready to vote November 5th or before. But before that, I actually want to back up. So, you know, we've already covered the fact that, you know, with the deregulation of whether or not, you know, people need a doctor assistance for taking the abortion pill. But these ones now that we're talking about, do we know, is it even the same pill?
No one knows. No one knows. I mean, they may be packaged that way. They may say certain things on the outside, but these pills are coming by and large from outside the country. And I don't think anybody has to stretch their imagination to imagine that these may not be coming from legitimate drug manufacturers. And, you know, look, people have bought drugs outside the country for other things before, but they always know oftentimes that there's a risk. And they often know or should know that this is when it's coming in a way that's like, please don't, you know, allow any of this to be traceable. Don't allow anybody to know where you actually got these. Cover it all up. That should be a warning to many people that this may not be on the up and up. And the fact that they're telling you when you go into your doctor or you go into an emergency room, if you have to tell them you didn't take anything.
Yeah.
That's a little bit scary, I think.
Yeah. Well, and let me revisit what I said I would go to, you know, so it does matter when it comes to voting and who is representing us and who is going to deal with the deregulation of medicine like this. We're 32 days away from November 5th, but many people will have cast their vote long before that, including me. But here in New Mexico, early voting gets underway October 8th. That's Tuesday, and then expanded early voting October 19th. October 22nd is the last day to request an absentee ballot online. And of course, November 5th, the general election. And I'm not a super smart guy that has all that memorized. It's real easy. Go to klyt.fm. We've posted there for you three separate links when it comes to getting assistance with voting. There's the iVoter Guide link you can go to. Also the voter guide prepared by the New Mexico Family Action Movement, and Better Together New Mexico / New Mexico Business Coalition has prepared election information as well. It's all available. Just click on the banners at klyt.fm. And actually, part of that is being able to register. It's to be able to figure out what district you're in, figure out if you are registered to vote, links where you can register to vote. And you can also go to abqconnect.online. Wednesday, Carla Sontag and I from Better Together New Mexico and the New Mexico Business Coalition spent a full hour kind of going through the ballot and explaining some things. Things like, what about these uncontested races? What about the mill levies? What about the bonds, amendments? Amendments both to the state constitution and the city charter in Albuquerque. Now, we have listeners in Las Cruces, but and other places in the state. There's great information for you as well in the archived shows at abqconnect.online. We've been visiting with Genevieve Wood from the Heritage Foundation covering this story found at the Daily Signal exposing the abortion pill drug cartel. Is an article written yesterday by S.A. McCarthy. Appreciate the hard work done by the folks at the Daily Signal to inform us, as well as the Heritage Foundation, your boss, Genevieve. So much appreciate you and your time almost on a weekly basis, and we'll look forward to catching up with you again real soon.
Thank you for bringing attention to all these stories. Appreciate it, Steve.
All right, coming up after the break, our Friday financial update, Brian Cochran, Money 101. We'll let you know what that's about next on ABQ Connect.